It is the Martha Zoller Show. Shinedale Summers here with me, and Governor Brian Kemp is here with me today as he travels around Northeast Georgia. He'll be heading over to Avocados today at 10:30 for a meet and greet, and then you'll be all over North Georgia today. Welcome, Governor.
Hey, good morning, Martha.
So
how's great day to be in Northeast Georgia.
It is a great day to be in Northeast Georgia. So how is the session going from your perspective?
Oh, I think it's going great. You know, we are off and running with our agenda, a lot of other good things that the legislature is doing, whether it's more work to go after street gangs in our state through funding at the Attorney General's office and then the GBI, you know, mental health reform that Speaker Ralston has rolled out, working on a just incredible budget to continue to support our educators and men and women in law enforcement and just a lot of other great things that we're doing.
So I do have a concern about the level of spending. And while I know we don't spend more than what we have, okay, I get concerned that on the other side of this high we're on, which, you know, there will be another side at some point in time. Do you feel comfortable that we've got enough in the rainy day fund and that we're going to have enough reserves if anything, you know, if the economy, if we were to go to war with Ukraine and the economy tanks, who knows?
Well, that's why we're giving you back $1.6 billion, Martha. You know, the government's got more than it needs right now. That's why I said in my State of the State that we're going to return $1.6 billion to the taxpayers. Every taxpayer that paid taxes last year is going to get at least $250 back. If you filed as a family, you'll get $500. Our fund balances are as full as they've ever been. Our reserve funds are as full as they've ever been at the highest limit that the law allows. You know, and we're restoring austerity, like for the University System of Georgia. But in return for that, they're going to waive a $500 semester fee that Georgia parents and Georgia students have been paying. So we're making, you know, substantial investments in the future of our state. But I'll remind you, when you take out higher education in Georgia, we still have the same number of state employees that we had in 2008. So we're not growing government. We're making it more efficient. We're doing more with the people we got. We're obviously having to pay them more in this market. That's just the world that we're in. But they're also doing more, so they're deserving of that.
You know, I know in your first election, you talked a lot, we talked a lot about immigration reform and the things that needed to be done. And I don't think that anybody could deny that the direction of all of that has changed because of what's been happening almost on the last 15 months at the border. So what is, you know, what should people expect as far as immigration reform in the state right now?
Well, I think the best thing that I can tell people is, look, we are in the fight at the southern border. We've had National Guard troops there well over 100, over 200 at one point for well over a year now. I've been there four different times getting briefings, visiting with our troops that are doing a great job of supporting the Border Patrol. The problem is the federal policy, as you know right now, is just a disaster. It's gone from an immigration crisis to a mass migration, you know, just trauma event, quite honestly. I mean, it's terrible what's happening. I mean, they're using children down there as passports. The drugs cartels are. And it's, you know, it's really bad when drug cartels are moving people as much as they're moving drugs because they're making just as much money doing that. And it's all because the Biden and, you know, abandoned President Trump's policies are working down there, like building the wall, you know, returning people back to where they came from and making sure we had the proper number of, you know, personnel down there on the border. And that's just not where we are right now. And it's the Republican governors that have been pushing back against that and doing everything that we can to help stop it.
So you and Marty, go ahead. Sorry, Governor.
We've been in.
Yeah, there you are. Are you there, Governor?
Governor, yeah, I'm sorry, Kemp. I got in a little bad spot.
That's okay. I know the road very well.
Yeah,
listen,
my apologies.
No worries. I wanted to also, you alluded to it about children coming across the border and also women coming across the border. You and Marty have been working very hard on the human trafficking issue And really, I think it's slavery for the 21st century, this human trafficking issue that we're dealing with. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we have been. I hope I still got you, Martha.
Yes.
Marty's been doing as much as anybody in the country at the state level to end human trafficking and also support the victims. And we've done 6-7 pieces of legislation now. We had the one we're working on this year that will allow that when these folks are arrested, they can't just get out on any kind of bail. There has to be a Superior Court judge that will set the bail for that. No catch and release, and, you know, just allowing people to get out and go right back to trafficking and doing modern day slavery, as you said. It's horrible what's going on out there, and it's a lot more, there's more presence there than people realize, but the state of Georgia is really leading the country in the policy initiatives to end it, but also not only that, but helping support the victims, like expunging their records and other things, because they've been forced into crimes in no fault of their own, and it's good work we're doing, and we got more to do in this session. We'll be continuing that.
So just give us an update on the campaign, Governor, and really what it's like traveling around the state, which you're no stranger to. I mean, you've been traveling around this state for 15 years.
Well, it's awesome. We're going to, you know, Gainesville, Toccoa, Cornelia, Clayton, and Cleveland today. We started out in Athens at a great new Habitat for Humanity house on the official side of things, but we're on the campaign trail. The rest of the day, I've got Marty, Amy Porter, and Lucy's going to be joining us later, and we're just working extremely hard. We're honored to be serving. We're getting great feedback out there because Georgians know that I've done exactly what I told them I would do. You know, I fought for life at the heartbeat. We've done adoption reform, foster care reform. We're supporting our men and women in law enforcement. We've made government more efficient. You know, we've cut taxes. We're supporting our military and our veterans with a veterans tax cut this year. And just, you know, continuing to do, we're working on constitutional carry. You know, that's something that I have campaigned on. And we're just going to continue doing what I promised people I would do. And, you know, I hadn't even mentioned the economy. It's as red hot as it's ever been in Georgia. Lowest unemployment rate in the history of our state. Lowest of the 10 most populous states. And last year, in a record year, we did projects in, you know, many counties around our state. 74% of the deals that we did were outside of the 10 metro counties, making sure that places like Northeast Georgia and the hardworking folks there have great opportunity in this state.
Absolutely. Governor Brian Kemp, good luck to you. And I won't be able to come down because I'm on the air, but I will look forward to seeing you soon.
Thanks, Martha. We're chopping.
Deborah Saunders is joining us right now. She's a syndicated columnist with Creators, and she also covered the White House for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And we wanted to get an update on this case because this seems like such an old story.